Justin, what you got to say to me, huh? Just what you got to say to me?
Did you see that rapper whose body was placed upright in the club for his homegoing celebration?
Yeah, homegoing celebration. Hey, man. He got to turn up one last time. That shit is crazy. That means they took the body out of the funeral home where they, have already stuffed it with embalming fluid and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And somebody held that. I couldn't do that.
You couldn't do which part?
Holding the body, like grabbing the body. Like, this man is dead. Like, I'm grabbing a dead body full of, like, I don't know what they stuff bodies with. I don't know how they.
Like, what does it feel like?
Yeah. Like, does it feel like, is he as heavy as he was when he was alive? I'm assuming he is, because he still has the fat and bones.
He still has that. And then they've replaced, like, the bodily fluids with embalming fluids. So he's probably roughly the same weight, I would imagine.
Does is an arm going to fall off or something?
Yeah, I wonder I wonder if it was written in his will. Like, I wonder if he was like, if I go, you got to put me in the club.
I'm sure he didn't have a will as he was like 24.
Yeah, he probably didn't. He must have said it to somebody, because I feel like you have a tight window of time to do this before it's too late. And you be in the club like, what's that smell? You know?
Yeah, it probably was pretty soon after he had been taken to the funeral home, I would assume.
Do you, that's crazy. Do you have a will? You have a will yet?
No, I don't have a will. See, are you trying to kill me? No, I don't have a will.
Did you get that basket full of apples that I sent you? Did you eat one yet?
No, because I don't like apples.
No,
I only like apples in pie.
Have you started? I mean, as someone who has, as someone who has some bread, and as someone who has a career and people that, you take care of financially. Like, have you started thinking about death yet? Like, and all that kind of stuff.
Started thinking about other people's deaths.
Yeah,
not my own. I'm gonna live forever. I will never die. will never die.
If someone successfully manages to take you out, what do you want to? How do you want to?
They trying.
Yeah, they are.
They are trying.
I know they're coming for you. What is like your? What do you want to do? You want to be buried?
I call them the Asanites.
They're my druids.
Yeah. They look like the iRobot, but they got your body style.
Yeah, they the iRobot that's built like me, and they got a nose ring.
Yeah. And they play top 40.
So you walk in the that big chamber like from iRobot where they're all standing in a line like that, and you walk in and it's playing, "Girl, you chosen." Fuck it up with you. Just over the sound system.
Yeah. Oh, these are the Asanites. They trying to get me. Have to pull out the heat.
And the trailer for this movie has like the slowed down like movie score version of that blast song.
Do do do. When it comes to you, she. They I mean, only time I think about death is if I wonder if it's gonna hurt.
Like the process of dying?
Yeah. Also, like when I think now, like, what if I died in my sleep and they had to come in my house and like get me out the bed?
And you did,
like, my room not clean.
And you have one of your, like, you know, you have one of them nights, especially when you live alone. Like, I remember that, like, you have one of them nights where you're like, man, I'm wilding tonight, and I hope like nobody ever finds me like this. Well, you got fast food wrappers in the bed still.
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
You done crushed some honey buns.
And they immediately go, that's what killed him. But it ain't. Like, but they just automatically assume that. Oh, this Jack in the Box is what killed him.
Your throat is cut. Like, clearly he was eating too much.
Yeah, clearly one of these rappers must have slit his throat. This Junior Bacon Cheeseburger one was pretty tough.
What's like the fattest thing you've ever done?
The fattest thing I've ever done?
Like, where you were like, damn, I am wilding.
I've definitely hit two separate fast food places to get two different things.
Oh yeah.
So back when KFC used to have the honey barbecue wings, I got honey barbecue wings from KFC and then got fries from McDonald's across the street.
Yeah, that's a classic move, getting the McDonald's fries. I've done that before. Like, I've gone to, like, Del Taco, and then we'll go get McDonald's fries to go with it. But you see, DoorDash and delivery really fucked the game up, because I have been known to wild with the delivery. So one time we did, we ordered pizza from, I think we got it from Pizza Hut, and then we got the wings from Wingstop. Mm-hmm. Now that was a good night.
We did that over the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pizza and wings is, yeah, that's fine. So I'm not a very gluttonous person. You've seen me eat. Like, I shouldn't be the size I am. Something's wrong.
You're very peckish.
So I think it's just because I don't eat enough is why my body retains the weight it does. Mm-hmm. But
I think a big thing too is, I think, like, a lot of sugar intake, and we eat late at night too.
Yeah, I eat too much late at night. I gotta start. My trainer's just like, just make a shake. And I'm like, Gio, when I'm coming home from the fucking club, I'm not about to get in that kitchen
at 3 a.m.
and 3 a.m. and get the fucking mixed berries out the freezer and
your protein powder
and some peanut butter and a cracked egg at 3 and put it in the Ninja at 3 a.m. Gio, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm stopping at Jack in the Box. I'm getting two tacos and a grape Sprite or a peach Sprite. They got the Coke remix machine.
Exactly. I think Jack in the Box is probably my favorite, like, super late night, like, thing that's open that late. Like, because McDonald's used to be open late like that, but they're not open late like that no more, really. Like, a lot of them close at, like, midnight now.
You know what? I think the pandemic is the most frustrating thing as far as what hours are now with foods. Like, options have thinned out completely. Yeah. First of all, they tore down the McDonald's that was near me.
That lives near you. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And the only other one is, like, 2 miles up the road. And every time, like, I'll do some shit. Mm-hmm. This is some fat shit, but it's also some skinny shit. Mm-hmm. I'll drive up there and be like, fuck it, man, I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. And I don't even be hungry. I just have been drinking. And I'll see the line, like, out the street. Mm-hmm. And I think I may have told this story on the pod. But if the line is out the street, I don't go. I just go home. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Carl, that means you don't fucking need it. Yeah. And I don't feel like stopping by a Carl's Jr. because they don't never have, they stay open for 24 hours, but they don't never have what I need them to have.
What do you get from Carl's Jr. that they don't be having late at night?
They don't never have the right sauces.
Oh, like dipping sauces?
Yeah. So they'll be like, we ain't got no, if I get the chicken tenders, my chicken tender combo is, I like to dip them in the buffalo and then dip them in the ranch.
Okay.
And have my bite. I like that the hot and cool of the hot of the buffalo and the cool of the ranch.
See, I'm more of a ranch and barbecue guy.
Yeah, I don't. That's too sweet.
It's too sweet
sometimes.
Okay, I get you.
And I love sweet stuff, but that's why I don't go for honey mustard always. I like to have that there as an option.
Yeah, like
I like
third,
spicy.
Yeah.
I like spicy when I'm dipping. So
their honey mustard is good too.
Yeah, Carl's Jr. honey mustard, it does hit. Mm-hmm. It hits on the waffle fries. But then I'll go and they'll be like, we ain't got no ranch. We ain't got no barbecue. So how am I supposed to eat these chicken tenders? I don't know, ketchup. They get on my nerves. And sometimes I be feeling like they just make a bunch of stuff and put it under the heat lamp.
Yeah.
Cause I'll bite into the burger and it'll be like, man, this shit is brick. This shit is on rock.
Yeah. Carl's Jr. has become kind of hit or miss for me. Like, I used to be a Carl's Jr. like evangelist. I used to be like, go to Carl's Jr. is fire. But like, sometimes it do be nasty. Like, it just, like, sometimes it's really good. And sometimes it's like, y'all didn't even try with this. And that's always disappointing.
Yeah. They don't be trying sometime.
Yeah.
Okay. Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news.
What happened?
Ketanji Brown Jackson confirmed to the Supreme Court, becoming the first black woman justice in U.S. history.
Hey.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Lift every voice and sing
till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Yes, protect black women.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Will Smith.
Don't do that. No, not yet.
Let me tell you something, Lindsey Graham. If you got something to say about Sister Ketanji,
I know a man from the north side of Philadelphia.
With a strong hand.
Excuse me, west side of Philadelphia.
Yeah, West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground is where he spent most of his days.
6'3".
Yeah. And about a quarter of an inch bigger.
Yeah, Academy Award winning.
Academy Award winning. Grammy Award winning. First Grammy Award for rap music. Technically, the procurer of the technically most successful hip hop song of all time.
Mm-hmm. To slap your bitch ass.
To slap your motherfucking monkey ass, you bitch ass bitch. Look at her. Sister Ketanji. Rise, Sister Ketanji.
Yeah. And I'm glad she made it because they tried their hardest.
They tried their hardest. Hey, did you see that supercut of the people voting no on her? Like, wow, this woman's powerful. This woman is amazing. She should be very proud of where she at. Her family should be proud. I know she's made, with all the strides that African Americans have taken in this country, for her to be as accomplished as she is, probably the most accomplished Supreme Court justice of all time. With that being said, my vote is no.
Yeah, they was in their bag. It was almost like I thought it was I'm like these are real senators, because I know the Daily Show posted it, and I'm like, bro, somebody wrote these because they were in their bag.
listen, y'all. I know I've been wilding. Let me just tell y'all something. I at this moment denounce my racism, because this woman is the most impactful woman I've ever met in my life. The most impactful person I've ever met in my life. I cannot believe a woman of this ilk exists in this world. I take off my shirt. I put it on her back. I get on my knees and bow.
Choir starts singing.
Yes. And as I lay down, I'm going to take this mic with me on the ground here. As I lay down, my vote is no. Choir stop and rap.
They go no.
Yeah. It's like, well, how y'all like this shit? I couldn't believe it. How is everybody saying no after they giving these rousing speeches praising this woman like this?
It's the goofiest shit I've ever seen. It's like so purely political.
Yeah. But my vote is no. With that being said, I vote no.
Yeah. And for that reason, I'm out.
Yeah. And, yeah. After you're given all these a list of amazing reasons, and they go, and for all those reasons that I just listed, which is why I cannot confirm her. Honestly, she's overqualified for the job.
Honestly, I feel like she should have my job.
Yeah. I feel like we would be doing a disservice to her by allowing her to have this job because she is overqualified. We don't have enough money to pay her for what she deserves. So we're just not going to give her the job.
Look, we cannot afford as a species to bypass this monumental moment in history. But that's exactly what I'm about to do, because my vote is no. Yeah, they was wilding. But praise to the ancestors. Praise to the Most High Allah. Praise to Ketanji. Man, she made it. I'm so happy. This is dope.
It's really dope. It's really dope.
Yeah.
Really dope.
They in their bag. I'm really excited. I'm excited to see what she has to say on the other side of this. Like, because I know she's going to be interviewed and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see how, like, this experience affected her and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because I know she just want to do her job. But, like, the sucky thing about doing a job like that is, like, especially being the first black woman to do it. It like, she didn't ask to be the first black woman to do anything.
Nope.
Like, so she has to shoulder that. And kudos to her for having the strength to do it. Because I couldn't do it. I would be like, keep y'all opinions to yourselves. I'm going to stay here and be an attorney or whatever.
I can only compare it, this monumental moment and her breaking down this glass ceiling, I can only compare it to when I was invited to be on the Comedy Bang Bang podcast.
Uh-huh.
And all the backlash I took. I'll just play. Wouldn't that be crazy if I made this about me?
Yeah. cut to Scott Aukerman. You know, Carl is one of the funniest guys I've ever met. Every character he does is just truly hilarious and truly his own, but I'm going to have to say no.
Yeah. He will not be invited back.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to fast food talk. Now that we've praised that queen.
We got our queen praise out for the week.
Now that we got our queen praise out, back to talking about these honey barbecue wings. The fattest thing I've ever done. You know, I'm like you said, I'm peckish. So I don't really be out here like I did once. I think the first time I ever got high, I ate a whole pizza.
Oh yeah.
It was a weird sensation because literally it felt like each piece was the first piece.
Yeah. Weed is dangerous for that reason. Like you will be conscious of the fact that like I should be full right now.
Yeah.
Because you know how much you've eaten, but you're like, I am not full and I'm I am hungrier and hungrier. And edibles is even worse. Because edibles last longer. Edibles last for like, you know, a couple hours sometimes. So you're just like hungry no matter how much you eat. It's crazy. Like I don't know why it does that to you, but it's nuts. Like,
yeah.
It's really crazy. Have you ever gone to the same fast food place twice in one day?
No.
Okay, that's probably the fattest thing I've ever done.
Because I try not to, if I eat fast food once in a day, right. I'm hopefully not going to, I try not to eat it no more. After yeah. That.
There's been days where like I've been, especially like on, like when I was DJing a ton of weddings, like you know, the wedding, my call time is, if the wedding starts at like 4 or 5, my call time is usually like 2 or 3. So I'm, you know, on my way down to wherever the wedding is, say I'm driving to like San Diego or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'll stop and get like, you know, In-N-Out or something on the way just because, you know, we traveling. We, you know, we go to In-N-Out. But by the time the wedding is over, you know, at 11 o'clock, and now I got to drive back to L.A. from San Diego. And by the time, you know, I'm like, shoot, I got to get something else. And so oftentimes it'll be fast food again. Those are the days where like it's like the most. But yeah, I've definitely gone to In-N-Out twice in a day.
I don't be hungry like that. That's the thing.
Hmm.
I just don't be like you have. I don't be hungry like that. I don't like yeah. Right now. What time is it?
It's
I don't want to date the podcast, but it is 12 p.m. noon that we are recording this. I have not eaten today yet. I do have to leave my house in like about 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to eat something. And this is why I gain weight, because of moments mm-hmm. like this right now where it's like
moment like
I'm
this.
I have to leave my house, so I'm finna go up in here and put the finishing touches on my outfit, which is just throwing some sweats on. And I, right now I'm nude from the waist down. And
you're Winnie the Poohing it.
Yeah, and I am gonna leave without, cause it ain't gonna be nothing convenient to eat in there.
Yeah,
like I guess I got those packets of tuna. I could eat a packet of tuna. But I don't want that.
Yeah, that don't. Nothing about that hits.
If I'm not putting no mayonnaise and relish
and bread and chips
like,
on the side.
And eggs. And yeah, like, if I'm not doing that, I don't want that little Tuna Creations packet. Not right now, at least. That's for when I come home from the gym. I take those to the gym. So mm-hmm. for post workout protein. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So then I'm going to go do this other podcast that's mm-hmm. going to take an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the way home,
you're gonna be hungry.
I'm gonna be hungry. Yeah. That's too late though.
Yeah, it is.
Now I did go out last night. We went to a premiere party, and afterwards, at premiere parties, you drink too much, and they call you a car. And
mm-hmm.
I did have the car stop at Jack in the Box. I feel bad about that.
Hey, my man.
My man, you want something? On me. Give whatever you want, King.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I think we got to like, I think that's the main thing, is like keeping convenient food in the house to where like you can go and grab something that's good and convenient in the house so you don't have to stop.
Yeah.
But that's hard to do.
It's very hard to do. Even like I got sandwich materials in there.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to have time to make a sandwich how I want to make a sandwich. I might have a little time. We had 20 minutes now.
Yeah, we can cut it short so you can get some food in your stomach.
Yeah, I might have to put something on my stomach.
Yeah, either that, you just got to start like prepping. Like
I could get those Sargento cheese and wheat thin little packets.
Oh
those,
yeah,
they be having those at the studio at the shout out to Headgum. This is a Headgum podcast. They be having those at the studio, and those hit.
So yeah, Julie is really good about this type of stuff. Like the night before, like she'll go to her office and work it all day. So the night before, she'll take like lunch meat and like cheddar cheese or whatever kind of cheese she has. And like she'll cut the cheese into slices and then she'll wrap the lunch meat around the cheese and she'll have little slices of avocado with it. Like she's really good at preparing that type of stuff.
I'm gonna need to pay her to do that for me.
Right.
Cause that's what Gio be saying. He'd be like, Carl, all you gotta do the night before, all you have to do the night before, just get your do exactly what you just said Julie does.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Gio, I could do that.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna do that.
That's why they always tell us to eat before you get hungry, because when you get hungry, like when you haven't eaten all day and it's 1:30 p.m., it's too late, and none of that bullshit, like, it sounds good. Like, when you really hungry and the half the day is gone, it's like, I want a cheeseburger.
I want a cheeseburger. I do. I want to go to Five Guys. I want a gross cheeseburger. I want a greasy brown paper bag. I want a cup full of fries. And a matter of fact, in that cup that you give me the fries in, go ahead and put some grape soda in there. And I just drink it like that. No, that would be disgusting.
Yeah,
but I don't be wanting no peckish ass snack,
right,
at that moment. And that is how you get in trouble, because now when I go do this other podcast and I leave at 2:00 to head back home to do another podcast, I then will have to stop at Del Taco or some shit,
right. And as opposed to, you know, if you had ate your peckish meal if you had ate something in the morning for breakfast and ate your little peckish meal, you would have consumed maybe, you know, 800, 900 calories. And then you got another 800, 900 to go for dinner.
Yeah.
And you good. Yeah, but now, on the way home, you finna stop at Del Taco and eat 2,000 calories.
Yeah, eating all your calories for the day.
Yeah.
And you know you're going to eat again late at night and you probably don't drink. So you've now eaten all your calories. And also your body is in starvation mode. So the food that you eat is only retaining and turning into fat. Mm-hmm. Because your body is like, you have not fed me in 17 hours.
We may not eat again, so we saving this.
Yeah, yeah.
But body, I have bread.
Yeah.
Body, we gonna eat again.
You gonna eat again. You gonna eat later today. No, no, no. But see, when I do that,
uh-huh,
like, so if I worked, I'm going, because I'm saying it out loud now, I'm not going to stop at Del Taco now. But
podcast, we got to hold Carl accountable. Put your
don't hold me accountable. Let me tell y'all something. Asai will call me any time of day and we be in the middle of a good conversation talking about some stuff that's maybe even off pod, and next thing I know, hold on let me get two double cheeseburger, a double cheeseburger and a McChicken, no mayonnaise on the McChicken. And I'm like, Asan, why are you at McDonald's?
Yeah, for all the reasons we just talked about.
As a person who loves McDonald's, you eat McDonald's. All you do is be on your phone and be at McDonald's.
I live less than a mile from a McDonald's, which is why I'm there often.
I do the same thing. I try my best to reserve my fast food for moments where it is the absolute last option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or when I'm drunk at 2:00 in the morning, which is the worst time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll stop at, if I go to Trader Joe's and the people who ask for money are not outside of it and there's a parking spot, I'm going up in there and grabbing something healthier to snack on. You know what I'm saying? To eat on. I go get me a, because they be having like the pre-cut broccoli in the bag that all you got to do is throw it in the microwave, and I'll get a steak and I doctor up a steak or get like a chicken breast or something like that and doctor that up and just have that. Now I ate healthy.
Why has nobody started a healthier 24-hour drive-thru?
Don't nobody want that shit.
I mean, I would, because there are times where at 2 a.m. where I don't necessarily want fast food, but that's all that's available because I don't drink a ton. So like a lot of times when I'm coming home at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, it's not because I've been drinking. It's because I've been working. I'm either at like a gig or something like that. So I'm like, man, I would love a drive through poke bowl spot or some shit that that is open 24 hours just to have more options.
Full of fucking mayonnaise. They didn't. This shit ain't as healthy as they. I mean, I guess Subway is better than option. Subway's not healthy at all.
Yeah, Subway's not healthy. But there's a 24-hour Subway over here, but it's not a drive-through, which is crazy. Like, I wish there was a drive-through.
You can get out and walk the 10 feet into Subway.
That's true. I don't know if it's 24 hours, but they are open pretty late.
They do be open late. You go in, and it always smells good in there. I feel like they pipe that smell in.
The bread, yeah.
Yeah, because that shit don't be tasting like the way it smells. No, also, it's just not healthy anyway. They deemed Subway bread cake. You're eating pound cake when you get a Subway sandwich.
let me get the horse meat tuna on the pound cake bread with the American fake cheese.
Yeah.
Extra mayonnaise and bacon toasted.
Subway American cheese is white.
That's weird.
Like, it ain't weird, but it is weird at the same time.
It is weird. Like, it's cheese is yellow. I'm dreaming of a white cheese.
But, yeah. Okay.
Well, go get some food on your stomach.
Man, don't tell me what to do, bro.
I'm trying to help you out. I'm looking out for you. So we don't have to be standing you up in the club in your Amiri jeans.
Nah, stand me up in the club. I want to be on a basketball court at the three-point line. And install a lever machine, like that robot that you see shooting. So I'm just on the 3-point line like this.
Uh-huh.
And then y'all pass me the ball. Y'all come over, put it at, like, the pass is like a bunch of people like carrying it over. Like, don't call travel on this person. Cause they go, hey, and they act like they passing it, but then they just like walk it over, put it on the lever machine with a spring load in there, hit the button, and I shoot the ball and make it in.
So we have to figure out, like, mechanically and geometrically to make it sure that you make the shot every time.
Yeah.
We got to figure out the angles.
And everybody cries. I want to deliver my own funeral. So have me up on the pulpit in a robe and play me. I'm going to make a recording of me before saying everything I want to say and calling out people for, you know, being haters in my life, like.
See, I want to record like a hologram before, like I want to go. I'm gonna go this weekend and record a video to be used as a hologram in my funeral, where I could just like cuss people out. And
I'm not even gonna do that. I'm just gonna do the Tupac hologram. I ain't no killer, but don't push me. And I'm just gonna be walking. It's just gonna be me.
It's you, but the Tupac's voice.
Yeah, yeah. Come with me.
What a scary song to do a hologram for.
I know. What if they just made him like real big and he like overtook the crowd?
It's like, we couldn't do California Love or something?
No. Hail Mary.
And when he does that, like, his eyes turn red.
Yeah. Run quick, see. What do we have here now?
La 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 la.
Do. Do, do, do. And they play the cinematic version of that. Do, 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 do. Come with me.
Oh,
that's enough. Good night.